insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Pete Euler will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time is 8:25. Newsmaker 2 Time is here upon us. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Lindell Landgren, the District Community Relations Director for USD 253 Emporia.
Lindell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing all right here so far. I will tell you, though, it is kind of hard to believe that enrollment time is here for Emporia school students.
I definitely agree. It seems like we just finished up the year here just days ago, but it's been weeks ago now, and we are ready to go for enrollment for 23-24.
All right, so things will open up online, what, this Monday?
That's correct. So we will we actually sent out all of our SNAP code letters is what we call them. We dropped those in the mail yesterday, so families will start receiving those over the next couple of days, and so they'll get their SNAP codes in the mail, and they will be ready to go with enrollment on Monday, July 17th, and they can enroll online by themselves, or if they need some assistance, we are set up at the Flint Hills Learning Center to help anyone who may have questions or need anything regarding enrollment.
Lindell, from your perspective, what's different about the process here this year for those enrolling, if anything, this time around?
Actually, everything is pretty much the same as what it has been the last few years. We have kind of honed and streamlined that process, and so I feel like we have it in a pretty good place right now. So they're really, those who are enrolling for this next time, they really won't see any changes that they've previously enrolled. Be able to find the link on our website. As a matter of fact, I've already put that link on there, so it's there and ready to go, and they will click on that link. They'll enter their SNAP code, and they will be all set to enroll. Like I said, if they have any questions, though, they can call 620-341-2396, and we'd be happy to help with any questions they might have.
And that website address is usd253.org, by the way. So, Lindell, how long is the online enrollment window open?
Great question. We, like I said, are opening on Monday, and we would like, in a perfect world, we'd like to have everybody enrolled by August 1st. We know that's probably not going to happen to have everybody enrolled, but August 1st is when we close the online office. So after August 1st, well, then you would need to make an appointment at the Learning Center and use the computers there at the Learning Center to get your students enrolled that way. So by closing on August 1st, it does help us get the majority of our students enrolled, but we definitely know there will be some come in after that, and so we want to make sure that we serve those students as well.
Lindell, for folks that are registering their kids and enrolling their kids for the first time, what can they expect, and really what type of information do they need to have so that their process moves smoothly either online or in person?
Right. What we would like them to do, if they are new to the district, then we would like them to pre-register their student, and they can pre-register on the enrollment page online on our website. And by pre-registering, it gets all of their information, so their contact information, their phone numbers, their emails, all those things already into the system. And then we put that in there, and then that generates their SNAP code or their individualized code. And so by doing the pre-registration, it will streamline everything else and helps us get them going. So like I said, we have kindergartners, we have preschoolers, we have new students to the district. All of those folks need to pre-register, and they have been doing so. We've had a number of students pre-register over the last several weeks and the last few months. We started kindergarten and preschool pre-registration back in April, and so those folks have been doing that, and we appreciate that. We know there's probably some still out there, so we definitely encourage them to go ahead and get pre-registered, and then that way our staff will see that they have done that, and then we can get them scheduled for an appointment if they have questions or get them enrolled online either way.
So if they need assistance, need a little help, the Flint Hills Learning Center out the Flint Hills Mall, that's the place to go?
Yes, absolutely. And we have bilingual staff there as well. And so we do it by appointment. So we ask that they call. They can also stop by and schedule an appointment right there at the Learning Center. We'll have a table set up outside the door of the Learning Center. And, of course, that's right across from the movie theater. If you haven't been out there or don't know where the Learning Center is, it's right across from the movie theater. And so we'll have staff there. And like I said, they'll be there available all day Monday through Thursday and half days on Fridays. And so, like I said, they'll start Monday, and they'll be out there for about 3 weeks, and enrolling everybody that, that we need to, so we can, you know, plan for class sizes and get everything, you know, all the supplies, all the things that we need, get that all in place by the time school starts.
In USD 253, Director of Community Relations, Lindell Langren, on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Lindell, when you're registering online, can you pay all the fees that parents are going to be looking at for the year?
You absolutely can. To do that, though, you do need to set up a RevTrack account. That's our payment system. And so they would have to do that there to be able to pay those fees. And the fees this year, we have very reasonable fees, and we have for some time. But we just have a $10 technology fee, and then there's a $10 activity fee for Emporia Middle School and Emporia High School students. And then, of course, there's yearbook fees and things like that if students want those as well. But it's a $10 activity fee, and then $10 activity fee for middle school and high school, and then a $10 technology fee for everyone. So very reasonable fees to get enrolled. You can also go ahead and pay for some lunches if you'd like to do that. And as part of the enrollment process, you can complete the free and reduced lunch form. And we encourage all of our families to do that. Doing so might qualify you for free and reduced lunches, and it also helps the district with funding in that as well. So definitely an opportunity to be able to do that as part of enrollment. And another piece of enrollment that families can do is go ahead and fill out the forms for Boys and Girls Club if they're looking for after-school care.
So have the lunch fees stayed the same, Linda?
They went up, I believe they went up 5 cents for breakfast and 10 cents for lunch.
Okay.
So they're still below $3, but they did go up. Usually each year they go up 5 or 10 cents, and they did just approve that at the last board meeting that they did go up just a little bit. So, like I said, definitely encourage folks to fill out the free and reduced lunch form and maybe qualify for that opportunity.
Outstanding. Lindell, one thing that came to mind, and I didn't ask you about this earlier to prep you on it, but it just came to mind, is kind of the schedule getting into the school year. Are we going to have the jump start days that we had in years past for kind of breaking things out for students that are, say, new to their schools or just simply new to the lower grades as well, like we've had in years past? Or basically it's all systems go and everybody launches at the same time?
Great question. Let me clarify that just a little bit as far as the date. So most of the open houses will be on the 14th of August. There's some differences with some of our secondary opportunities, but most of the elementary schools or the elementary schools will be on that August 14th. Then Jumpstart, as you mentioned, will be on August 15th. And Jumpstart is for anybody who is new to a building or new to the district. So, for example, new freshmen, they're new to the high school. So they would go to Jumpstart. New sixth graders, new to the middle school, they would go to Jumpstart. Or like I said, or if they're new to the district, any of those kinds of things. New to the district or new to a building, they would attend Jumpstart on the 15th. And then classes kick off for everybody. The first day of class is August 16th.
Man.
I know. That is
that's just craziness.
That's just about a month away. And we're back at it. But Lindell and the administrative staff and Mary Herbert, they are already off and running. And online enrollment begins Monday, July 17th, and runs through the end of the day on Tuesday, August the 1st. And again, Flint Hills Mall, the Learning Center, make an appointment if you can use some help. 341-2396. And, of course, all kinds of information, too, available on the district's website at usd253.org. Lindell, anything we miss here?
Just one other thing I would like to point out is that our families will be getting information about this or just a note about this next week. But again, the First United Methodist Church and their community partners are providing all the school supplies to our students. And so parents don't have to worry about purchasing school supplies and those sorts of things to get the kids ready for school. The United Methodist Church, like I said, and their community partners have that all covered and taken care of. And they will actually be delivering those supplies here in the next few weeks to the schools. So they'll be all ready for all of our students when they come back. So definitely appreciate their support and the United Methodist Church for taking that charge, because I know it's a huge undertaking, and they've been doing that for years, and we appreciate that support.
That is big.
That's a huge deal.
I don't know if people realize that, but that school supplies for the entire district.
Yep.
Yes.
That's jaw-dropping.
Yes. It's a huge project, and, you know, like I said, they've been doing it for years, and so know, our students and families, I know they really appreciate that because it starts everybody on the same, you know, level playing field. Everybody has the same supplies. Everybody has those even things. And so it really helps our families get started and kick off the school year on the right foot.
And quickly, before I let you go, I just want to let people know, too, and we brought this up yesterday, that the Grace United Methodist Church is giving away free shoes for Emporia area school kids as well, and that will be coming up Saturday, July 29th. So a nice event by Grace United Methodist Church helping out with students here, USD 253. As always, Lindell, we appreciate your time.
Well, we appreciate you guys and sharing this message this morning. I know you guys are starting some advertising for us today, so let as many families know what the options are and get them enrolled as soon as possible.
Thanks, Lindell. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it.
All right, Lindell Langren, who is, of course, heads the district's community relations department at USD 253. Wonderful work done by Lindell. It is about game time, Chuck.
Boy, it is about game time, and there's a lot of school districts that have even, you know, they have their in-person enrollment dates that are up and ready to go, and there are some that have got online enrollment underway as well right now, or will be launching those processes soon. So we'll have what we do have online coming up here shortly on KVW.com later today. For our 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, we'll have the ESU Buzz. That'll be